Good afternoon.
Hi, Ricky. It's Tom. How are you?
It's actually morning.
It is.
We're a little confused down here.
You're rushing through today.
Yeah, well, I was so upset because the guy was supposed to come yesterday. You know, he's got a company down here, electrical company, and he's so swamped because of all the people that lost electricity. And so yesterday he never showed up. So I called him last night and he said to me, Ricky, he said, I apologize. He said, I'm just, you know, I can't
break away from the jobs right now.
Couldn't get out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I'll give you a week, you know, try to get out here. I said, I know you're going to love the stone. So I'm hoping, I mean, I'll give him a few days and I'll call him again, but
yeah,
no worries.
Yeah, no worries at all, Ricky. I just figured I would call and see, you had mentioned he was coming in last night, so I wanted to see what he thought of it if he was in.
Yeah, unfortunately, he never got here. So.
Well, understand. I know there's a lot of things going on down in Florida right now, so.
Oh, I'm sure he's booked. He said, I work till 8 o'clock. He said, and then I came home. He said, and I just flopped. He said, I'm flopped on the couch. I said, well, I can understand. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm
but
sure you're working hard now. Are you doing all right with your cleanup?
Well, the adjuster was here this morning from the wind, and he walked around the house. And we'll see, you know, we gave him all the invoices of what we had to pay and see what he says. If you're covered. You know, the deductibles are so high down here because we're on the Gulf of Mexico. So you've got like $10,000 deductible. So even though we have to replace the air conditioning unit for downstairs and the pump for the pool, that's like only $8,000. So then you got to get all this other stuff to collect anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's definitely
a cost. They don't really give you great insurance. You pay a lot of money for the insurance, but you don't get good insurance living on the beach,
mm-hmm.
living on the Gulf of Mexico, because they know you're in a high risk area.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, I mean, you drive up Gulf Boulevard, every single one-story restaurant, all these beautiful restaurants are all boarded up.
Oh, that's awful.
All boarded up. The little bar down the street that was a big hangout for the beach people would walk across the street from the beach and sit at the bar. The whole front end of the bar is gone.
Oh, geez.
Just gone, just washed away.
So are there people out and about in town at all? I mean, is there any action at all, or everybody just kind of?
Well, they keep blocking off sections of Gulf Boulevard to pick up the debris.
Mm-hmm.
So sections are blocked off. You still see people walking their dogs, and you still see the traffic.
Right, but just
from a locally economy perspective,
nobody's spending money at shops and whatnot.
No, you'd see people walking in and out of the restaurants. All the restaurants would be booming.
Mm-hmm.
The candy kitchen where everybody would walk for ice cream cones, all boarded up.
Yeah, a lot of the services.
Everything's all boarded up. They flooded. They're on the... So they flooded and they're closed.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them may not be able to reopen. Who knows? So it's a mess down here. It's a mess. I mean, there's a refrigerator sitting and still in front of our neighbor's house, sitting there in front of the house. He's got two cars. The one car is insured in the United States. The other one's insured in Canada. The one in the day, they're going to roll the car down the road. The one that's insured in Canada, they're not allowed to touch it.
Oh, wow.
The U.S. insurance company. So they're going to roll it down the road and then take his Corvette, which is insured in the United States, out on a flatbed. Then they got to roll that. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Oh, my.
They got to roll the other car back in their driveway because they're Canadian and it's insured. American
Canada.
Company isn't going to touch
right,
a Canadian
sure, they don't want
insured.
Anything. Yeah, they don't want to.
They want the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So my cleaning lady just called and told me that because she cleans that house too, which is full of beach mud.
Oh, gosh.
And the poor lady just got diagnosed with a pancreatic cancerous mass on her pancreas, the Canadian lady.
Oh, gosh. Are they currently living here in Florida, or are they up in
Canada? No, they only come in the winter.
Okay.
They only come down in the winter for 3-4 months. They're very nice people. Mm-hmm. But she got diagnosed with this, and their house is disaster,
mm-hmm,
because it flooded, and all that crap is in there. They should really going to have to send a remediator. We had to have all the walls taken down, downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Took down all the walls because they were sitting in water. And if you don't take them down, they're going to mold.
Mold, yeah. You'll have to rebuild.
You can't. So we're letting all the 2x4s dry out, and then we'll put up new walls.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of damage.
Jeez.
This was a bad hurricane.
Yeah, this was bad.
Helene.
Just
Helene
right.
Was a bad one.
Right, exactly. It was just they had the two on top of each other. Hurt everybody.
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful palm trees, the royal palms, all the fronds are, half the fronds, two-thirds of the fronds are off, and you see these beautiful trees just totally damaged. You know, it's a shame. It's a shame, but you can't fight with Mother Nature. She's pretty tough.
Yeah, unfortunately not. I know. Did Mark do okay? His place in Orlando, you guys?
Yeah, Orlando was good. They had power outage. Well, some of the houses, I guess, had more flooding, but they were good.
That's good.
I heard about tornadoes.
Good.
Yeah,
rolling through the state as well. That's not.
Well,
that's
our neighbor, our neighbor's pole fence blew. I know it had to be a tornado. Because our fence did not blow down, his fence blew down.
Hmm.
So it had to be like a little tornado came whizzing through and just tore his whole fence up.
Yeah,
it didn't hit our fence. Our fence is fine. And we're right, they're right behind us.
Yeah, that sounds like it could have been. For it not to
today happen. We're looking at a condo on the beach in the yacht club.
Mm-hmm.
You won't believe what they're asking for this condo. $1.6 million for the condo.
How big is it?
It's 3,000 square feet, so
okay.
It's good size.
Yeah, good size.
But it's not in a brand new, we're looking at it, but we're scheduled to look at it today at 12 o'clock or something. What time is it? So the realtor called us this morning and she said, you might be able to walk into an incredible deal. I said, wow, why? She said, because the hurricane blew off the slate roof of the condo building, of which there's only 4 floors. That's on the water. And water came into the unit and the guy is willing to mark the unit way down if you'll do all the repairs.
Huh.
So we're going to look at it today.
Right. Yeah, you just have to factor
because
in what the cost of the repairs will be.
Yeah, plus then we would sell this house and we'd move into the condo. It's a good size, 3,000 square feet, and it's on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So then we would have a place here and a place up in Clarence. I've been looking at some patio homes up there.
And then you wouldn't have to worry about some of the other things that you have with the home in Florida, you know, like just taking care of the property and whatnot, right, in a condo.
But that's how powerful that hurricane had to be,
mm-hmm.
to blow that slate
roof. Blow the slate roof off.
And have water come into the building,
mm-hmm.
to the extent that it caused that kind of damage.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll have to evaluate everything, but it certainly is a good buy if we could get the thing for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little ones are selling. There's a little one in the front building selling for $1.2 million. So I don't know. We'll see. We're going to evaluate. We're going to go in and see exactly what the cost is. The whole place would have to be redone if it has water damage. But it's a gorgeous view. It's a gorgeous view from that. It comes with a boat slip, and it's right on the water, and comes with a cabana. And so we'll see. We'll take a look at it anyway.
Well, very good.
Want to buy a house in Florida? It's a gorgeous house.
I'm financially embarrassed right now, Ricky. I don't think I can afford your home.
It's a gorgeous house. It really is. Well, you know, I design jewelry, so you can imagine what the interior.
Oh,
there's one.
Got to imagine.
There's one whole wall of Chihuly plates. One whole wall of Chihuly plates.
Oh my gosh.
With lighting over it.
Mm-hmm.
Lighting over it. All the people come in here and they go nuts. They go nuts. But see, I am an artist in a way.
Right.
I'm a designer. I design jewelry. Like when the realtor came in, she said, I just want to move into your house. And she lives just one street over. She's got a beautiful house, but it's not decorated like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have the decoration that this house has. All white sofas in the living room area with white rug with black in it. And the credenza is all... The credenza's got twigs. It's got a twig design going through it.
Cool.
Looks like twigs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous house.
That's incredible. Everybody can come
in. Yeah, it is. In the kitchen, all white marble going all the way to the ceiling. There's 12-foot ceilings in here. 12-foot ceilings. The foyer's 23 feet.
Well, Definitely don't give away your home if you're selling, that's for sure.
No, we're not going to, but you got to find a buyer that wants to live in the flood area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after this,
right now a lot of people are hesitant, I'm sure.
People are saying, I don't care if the Gulf of Mexico is across the street. I'm not living there, you know, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. We're still on cleanup duty, so we're working on that. But, yeah, that's a nice stone. I actually haven't looped it, but I could tell by just looking at it. Do those stones come with a plot?
They do, yes. They come with certs. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, maybe you should just send me a copy of that or email me a copy. I could print and show it to him. Because I know he's been going into jewelry stores. I know he's been doing that, you know, going into... I just can't believe how many people are buying the lab-created diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never sold a lot of them, but young people, I think, are very into that.
It's become more and more popular over the past, I'd say, year to 2 years now.
Well, the guy that does all my repairs, he works at a very high-end jewelry store downtown Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said, he's a bench jeweler. And he told me that's all they sell in that store is lab created.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah,
he said that's their
especially
gig.
Down, yeah,
80,
especially
80,
down there in a more wealthy area.
I know. 80% of their sales, diamond sales, are lab created stones.
Wow.
And I don't sell any. I mean, this would be the first one. I could see it in the diamond studs, you know. Or even diamonds by the yard, you know, I think it would be. I mean, I'd buy one of those.
Right, more in the fashion
jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd buy a diamond by the yard with lab created if I could. You have to make it up.
Speaking of, have you had a chance to speak with your customer on that one diamonds by the yard that I have?
That poor woman, she was away on a cruise. She came home. She lives in this very exclusive high rise up in Sand Key. The hurricane hit. The roof from the Columbia restaurant blew off and hit their guard house. They have a live 24-hour guard also there. Her unit is $4.6 million.
Oh, wow.
Because I said to her, I said, gee, I said, I'd be interested in something in your building. It's right on the Gulf. She said, well, there is one for sale for $4.6 million. So she was locked out. She couldn't get into her home because the elevator, she's up on the 13th floor, the elevator was out. So she went and stayed with friends. I don't know if she's back yet. I'm going to have to give her a call. She left the area and went and stayed with friends, I think, in Tallahassee or someplace like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had a chance to see. I'm not sure if she was looking for herself or looking for a gift for someone. Well, 2.01. So yeah, this is what's going on down here, but that might be. So you have lab created in smaller stones, right? Like 20 pointers?
No, not anything that. No, not anything that small. Typically, we're carrying anything that's like a carat and a half and larger with the loose diamonds. And then as far as finished jewelry, I do have diamond stud earrings, you know, anywhere from like half carat up to 4 carat total weight.
Yeah, because that would be a nice, that would make a nice diamond by the yard, be a lot more reasonable.
Yeah,
I know a few people that would like that. I'll have to look. Well, Stullard makes it probably, and overnight they all make them probably. You just got to get the mounting and then get the stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what's going on down here in sunny Florida. What's the temperature up there?
You know, it's actually supposed to be a pretty nice weekend up here. We're going to be in the low 60s today, but tomorrow and Sunday we're supposed to be in like the upper 60s to low 70s, and Monday and Tuesday as well. Tuesday I think they're calling for 75 degrees.
Wow, nice. That's what I think it is here. We're going into some beautiful weather now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no humidity, bright sunshine every day, and cooler temps.
Yeah.
So, yep, I better get moving here.
Okay.
I got a lot to do with the insurance companies.
Right.
And so if I hang on to that for a couple of weeks till he can get out here, I'm 90% sure he's going to take it. I just got to get the guy out here.
Right, yeah.
You know?
It's fine, Ricky.
No problem with that?
No, not at all.
Oh, good. Okay, very good.
All right.
Thanks,
well, have
Tom.
A great weekend.
Yep. Oh, that's right. It is the weekend, isn't it?
That's right. Yep.
I forgot. All right.
All right.
Bye.
I'll talk to you later. Yep. Bye.